You're no kid, right? So your voice is ready to come out. You don't need to be careful. We tell the young ones to be careful with their voices because they could lose them and so on. You're beyond that. Your voice is strong and good, and you can trust it. And you can put some torque behind it. And as a tenor, because your placement is very good. It just sits right where it belongs. The placement is very fine. Do you know what I mean by that?
In other words,
you're not it's more da. The voice is sitting right where it belongs.
Okay.
And the voice feels, you know, you're in the correct range. It's a very nice tenor voice, which is kind of unusual when a voice is naturally just has that placement. What it needs now is the support from below, the breath, and lots of singing. I think practicing do you a lot of good? Has your teacher given you scales to sing, stuff like that?
Yes.
And lots of staccato work, you know, ha, 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 get those muscles working for you.
Okay.
The staccatos are very good. The staccato work is very good to coordinate the tummy muscles with the attack of the tone so that you don't end up with ha and you don't get okay? The breath and the tone have to come together. Ha. And we practice that by the hour. Just to get those attacks right. And you have to get those in every part of the voice, in every dynamic, and at every part of the range. See, that's part of the kind of the drudgery of it. But it is a lot of fun when it starts to kick in and starts to really work for you. Because then it shows in the music. This is a very good effort for having studied for such a short time. Very, very good. Don't you think? Wow. Anybody? I hope this is at least as interesting to you as it is to me. I love these classes. Okay.